שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא יום השנה.
Hello, we're in the lesson and topic of the Memorial Day of the Ari. We'll be reading, show some excerpts on the topic. You can find the study material on our website, Kabbalah.info, or in the Arvut system on the study materials button. You can also click on send a question, chosen relevant questions to the topic at hand will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we celebrate such days because it's a sign that the Creator sends us a representative of His who tells us about the relationship of the Creator with us, His providence and guidance, and how much we depend on Him. And we're happy about this unfolding connection. So such people whom the Creator sends to us in some generation, and it's in every generation, as it says, there's no generation without someone as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. However, we don't identify these people, and yet the Ari is a special person, special soul that has been revealed in our world. And before him we were truly in darkness. Anyone who wanted to attain the Creator, his guidance, to understand what you live for, what's going on, one would not be able to open up this matter at all. And the Ari did it. It's interesting how the revelation of the upper spiritual system happens by people who are seemingly far from the Torah or science or wisdom of all sorts, and suddenly they appear and give us some direct pipeline. From the Creator, from the higher providence towards us. The Ari was an ordinary guy. I'm saying guy because he was just 30-something years old when he started studying a little bit with his uncle. And he so quickly attained. Well, of course, that depends on the soul, not the amount of time or hours or years. And when he attained it, he also didn't advertise it, didn't make it public so much. Until in one of his travels, he lived off trade and lived for many years in Egypt and traveled through countries of North Africa. That's how he would make a living off of trade. And in one of the travels from Cairo to Damascus, he stopped and stayed in Tzfat. In those times in Tzfat, there were a few Kabbalists. And he connected with them and learned from them and taught them, some of them. And then he appeared, he became known, and also just to a few students. He just had a few students there. One of them was Rav Chaim Vital, who was very dedicated. And as much as there is written about him, as much as we understand, he would be really next to the Ari and wrote everything that was that he could possibly write. And after the Ari passed away, they just studied for the group of the Ari for about a year and a half or so, and then the Ari passed away. He passed away at 38. And then, over many years, they were left with opening up the writings, what they wrote, and again, it's especially Rav Chaim Vital. And from him we have the true writings of Kabbalah from the Ari, which is the tree of life and the gates. And that teaches us what the upper forces are trying to tell us. Structure of man and so forth. And so the Ari is, I would say, unique individual. I can't really judge it, but certainly one of the individual ones that, thanks to him, we have the knowledge of the upper world, the upper force, the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to get closer to revelation of the upper force, the upper system to us. All of that comes to us from the Ari. And today is the memorial day of his departure, what we call Yotzeit. And we're not engaged in crying. We're actually happy that such a soul is rising beyond this world. It has been purified out of this world. And still we are thankful that the Creator sent us someone who connects us to Him. And all the people in this world can then connect and learn and know what is happening, what's the connection between the upper force and us, those who are here in this world, on planet Earth, and so forth. We don't just study it and read it, but we even want to attain something of those attainments of the Ari. And that is given to each and every one. It's possible. So,
thank you, Rav.
Maybe a few relevant questions. What's especially unique about the method of the Ari that wasn't beforehand? Is it the language, the type of writing, the whole world of terms that he really brought to life in writing? What's the renewal here?
What's special is that before the Ari, no one spoke in a simple way, I would even say in a scientific way. It was always clothed in legends or different visions, and it wasn't really clear to the listener what is the storyteller talking about, and is he telling something that has to do with spirituality, with the structure of the world, with the providence and the laws and that guide us? And when the Ari began to explain, it was a different thing. Before the Ari was the Ramak. He was a Kabbalist who was already very old, about 75 years old, when the Ari came to Tzfat. He first studied with Ramak, and then Ramak discovered, he understood that the Ari knows and feels and attains much more than him. And then he took his place. He said, "You should be the teacher, and I need to be a student." And the Ari was, say, 35, and the Ramak was 75, and he was known and accepted the world over and in Tzfat as a great one, and he sat and studied as a student of the Ari. So everyone then, because of that, accepted the Ari. Not that there were many people who wanted to study at all, but they understood that the Ari was great thanks to the Ramak.
But what did he open up? Was it something that was concealed before and unknown before? Or
it was a new perception, a new paradigm, which means that a new approach. Like, let's say, if you take the Zohar, all of it talks completely about the upper world. There's not a word about our world. But if you read it, it's either prayers or blessings or all kinds of, how to put it, texts that speak in a figurative manner. Sounds like as if it's legendary and so on, and it's not clear that it's talking about spirituality, about the upper world. Even though, yes, sure, it mentions forces, spirits, and as in forces, but there's nothing to hold on to. If someone's already on a spiritual degree, if someone already receives from the Creator, from the explanation, then he gradually gets into it, has access and understands what's written in the book of Zohar. But if he has no connection with it and he didn't receive an explanation, he can't just, so you can read the Zohar. There's a lot of people who read the Zohar daily even. There's such a custom of reading also from the book of Zohar. But they don't know what they're talking about, what they're reading about. Therefore, what happened by the Ari is like we learn from Tess. He began to speak, I would say, like a physicist. Forces, direct light, reflected light, coupling by striking, screen, force of attraction, force of resistance, such concepts that make something clear to every person, rather than something that somehow needs to be described in a very ambiguous way, an imperceptible way. Here, you can grasp it and weigh it and measure and compare things, and it's seemingly more realistic. And so everyone left the Kabbalah of Ramak, and those that were before that, there were many that are from the medieval times and before them. Still, that there's a 1500 years went by from the writings of the Zohar until the Ari. And there were many people who had attainment, but they didn't know how to express it, because that depends on the depth of the attainment and in a particular individual way that the Kabbalist attains, and there is none like the Ari. The Ari's attainment was in a way that everything was clear to him as forces, lights, vessels, lashimot, each and everything. And so everyone left the books that came before the Ari, besides the book of Zohar, and they started studying only the writings of the Ari.
This that he used the words lights, screen, and pratsufim,
in such a way that he made it into a, put it all in the system. That can be explained in a clear, systematic way. No one else did it. Also, the Ari didn't do it in a precise and consistent manner. But he attempted to do that as much as possible. And Chaim Vital wrote these things down and then brought them, compiled them into the books of the Ari. The Ari himself didn't write anything. So that's Eight Gates and the Tree of Life book. And the main thing is Baal HaSulam, who came to a state where he felt the clothing of the Ari's soul in him. And then he felt from within, he attained from within what the Ari wanted to disclose. And then Baal HaSulam already disclosed it. You could say that the study of the Ten Sefirot is basically a book of the Ari. Baal HaSulam attained it and brought it to us in his writing. But it's really the revelation of the Ari's soul.
More questions, please, on the Ari. The Ari himself, did he also make an emotional change in the system, or only a intellectual perception change?
That cannot be attained by the mind. No, it's only emotionally, because the desire has to be at work. And therefore, the Ari felt it in his desires. He was it's a special soul. It's not that he was so smart on his own. And he expressed it in the book Tree of Life and Eight Gates.
Last question. What did the Ari give us? Did he just help the Kabbalists to understand and attain, or also us on the path to attain? Is he helping us?
I would say that the Kabbalists who appeared throughout generations, starting from the ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all Kabbalists. And we see it even with David, who's the last of those forefathers. And then the Kabbalists of Tzfat, Rabbi Shimon,
Rabbi Abba,
Rabbi Abba,
Ben Shel Rashbi,
and the son of Rashbi, and others, all those 10 members of the Rabbi Shimon group. And after Zohar, we have a long pause until the Ari. There were Kabbalists in each generation, but they weren't at such a degree. And that's why we have a period of time from the 2nd century until the 15th, 16th century, that whole period, where there was a relative darkness. And from the Ari onwards, Kabbalists begin to appear. Mostly it's Baal Shem Tov. And then Baal Sulam after that. There were many, even dozens and hundreds, but not on that level. All right.
Kiev 1.
А как вообще вот каббалист так может постичь вот такую высоту, будучи при этом?
How does the Kabbalist, how can a Kabbalist attain such a height? While he's still such a simple, ordinary person. You said that he was a merchant. How?
It's very interesting because it's completely unrelated to his external situation. He was orphaned, both his mother and father died when he was young, and he lived and grew with his relatives. Person who reared him was a merchant of cloth, and he would travel from Israel to Egypt and Damascus, Syria. That was kind of his line, where he would travel in order to buy and sell cloth. And so he grew up next to that person, with that person and his wife. And how he came to what he came.
He
learned it from that person who reared him, who was also a Kabbalist, but a very, medium Kabbalist. So he learned it, some of it from him, and then attained it. But it depends on the soul. That was the soul. It depends on the soul, not the intellect. If a person is worthy of it, he's given from above. Of course, he has to make the efforts. But even when he exerts, it's not necessarily that he comes to that. So there also has to be a special root of the soul for that. And therefore, Baal Sulam writes, he writes about himself, I was awarded with the impregnation of the Ari's soul. And he also writes, why was I awarded with that? I don't know. That's hidden from me. So, there's this and there's that. Why does it happen? Who knows? These are forces of nature. Until we come to the point where all forces of nature coalesce to a single sphere, to the soul of Adam HaRishon, where all the interconnections will appear between each and everything, and we will know from beginning to end and from the end to the beginning. Until then, we won't know exactly what's going on at all. Because spirituality is very similar to what we see in modern information networks. If you don't know exactly a certain component there, then you can't really say anything about the whole system.
What does it mean that Baal HaSulam was impregnated with the soul of the Ari?
Because from this great collective soul of Adam HaRishon, certain pieces of it, certain desires in it, arise, appear. This and this and that kind of desires, and they do attain, and they can connect to other desires and attain the upper light in them. And as a result, they understand that holds them, that explains to them everything that's going on in reality. Not the corporeal reality, the upper system. Until the Ari, so you see the book of Zohar, for instance, it includes everything. Everything's there, but in such a form that's unsuitable for our generation. It tells everything in a poetic kind of sounding way, like a story. And the Ari, however,
question, please. Why does a great Kabbalist like the Ari forbid his students to learn? Are they only for Chaim Vital? If the correction of the world is dependent on many people learning the wisdom of Kabbalah.
I think, and that's my thinking, it's not that I saw it written somewhere. I think it was in order for them to not confuse Chaim Vital, so that he will write what he wrote. He would always write following the Ari, as the Ari taught them. So that he will open his notebooks and see exactly only what's written there without all kinds of confusions from his other friends who weren't so knowledgeable and understanding the depth of it like Chaim Vital. That depends on the root of the soul, or more accurately, on the Creator's will, whether he gives to someone or not and what. Mostly depends on the upper will. French.
Bonjour Ravi, bonjour les amis.
Bonjour.
Est-ce que vous savez si le Ari lui-même avait mérité l'âme d'un grand kabbaliste, et sinon aurait-il reçu directement de l'âme d'Adam?
Do you know if the Ari himself received, or was he awarded with a soul of a great kabbalist, or?
יש לנו קבלה כזאת, זאת אומרת ש...
There is such a lineage that from Adam HaRishon it came through to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
Aaron, Yosef,
Moses, Aaron, Joseph, David. And after that, this soul would sometimes divide and then reconnect across the greatest ones who were there during the Sanhedrin, or until it came to Rabbi Shimon, who wrote the Zohar and the Ari.
והיו עוד כמה, אבל זה
And there were a few others. There were a few others. But we have to understand this is with regards to a unique revelation of the Creator to such unique souls that are like the like cornerstones in each and every generation. And so, let's say after Baal HaSulam, we see it only in Rabash, and then no one else. There's no one else. And I don't think there needs to be anyone else because we received everything. Like Baal HaSulam says, after we've been privileged with the study of the Ari and the work, the inner work of Baal Shem Tov, we don't need more than that. If we follow that, we will achieve the final.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Какую благодарность в этот день мы должны поднимать к Творцу и за что именно?
What gratitude should we raise to the Creator on this Memorial Day? What to give Him thanks for?
We aren't crying that the Ari passed away. Rather, it's just a sign that through it we are reminded of the connection we have with the Creator through that lofty soul who really designed for us the connection with the Creator. Because he explained to us the upper system, the structure of the worlds, Balsufim, Sfirot, how each and every soul can attain that whole system all the way to the highest degree, to the upper force himself. So, basically after the Ari we don't need anything, except for one thing, that if we take the writings of the Ari, let's say the study of the Ten Sefirot, which is still Baal HaSulam, who explained more and more on top of it, but still it's not enough because I don't feel where it belongs to me, where it relates to me. If I only have tests in my hands, I would not understand what I'm supposed to do. How do I build these screens, restrictions, and raise myself up the rungs of the ladder all the way to the Creator? So after the Ari appeared a very, very great Kabbalist, Baal Shem Tov. Not everyone knows or understands him. He didn't write anything on his own, but he explained to everyone, those who studied with him, he explained to all of them about the inner work, how we can aim, calibrate our soul towards the Creator, and then receive from the Creator strength and forces, and inside the soul do these actions that the Ari writes about in his book, The Tree of Life. That's why Baal HaSulam says that after we've been awarded with the revelation of the Ari and the spiritual work of Baal Shem Tov, that's it. We've received everything needed to reach the final correction.
Можно ли сказать сейчас, что из-за того, что, как написал Баал Сулам,
we can say today that
облачением души
in privilege of like what Baal HaSulam wrote, that the soul of the Ari clothed in him.
В некотором смысле учениками Ари.
This that we learn the writings of Baal HaSulam, then in some manner we turn to be like the students of the Ari.
Of course. Certainly, we are students of the Ari, and also Baal Shem Tov, and we're following them. Yes. Yes, we're following.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, I just had a desire to connect with Ari, to know his desire, to explore his attainment, and then I don't know if I'm curious or whatever, but I really want to. How can we connect with Ari? How?
First of all, surely that we will all reach the same attainment, and even more so, until we attain the Creator in His entirety and wholeness. But how? This we learn. By connection with the friends, by attainment of the general mutual force in collaboration between us, and then in that same mutuality we begin to reveal that same upper light, Naran Chai, in forms that are higher and higher until we attain all of it. That's our path.
Also, grow.
Buenos días, querido Rap. Rap, ¿qué había de especial en el alma de Jaim Vital que habiendo recibido enseñanzas tan cortas, de tiempo tan corto de su maestro?
What was special about Jaim Vital's soul that he received so much in such a short time and the ability to write these very deep texts of the Ari? Did Jaim Vital continue to receive from the Ari after the Ari died?
Good questions. But I'll tell you,
a
soul is a unique connection that there is an Adam Rishon. Each private soul is a part of the general soul, the general system of Adam Rishon. And with the force that is in this system of Adam HaRishon, which is the Creator. And thus, all who deserve from their nature, from some part in Adam HaRishon from which they come, then they attain. They attain their part, their connection with the Creator, that fills that part and advances as such. That's it. And thus, we need only to continue on our path. I surely would go to some additional places and methods, but there isn't. And so we have everything. Really, we're not missing anything. We're not lacking anything on our path. You have internal work, you have also study, and the main thing for us is to realize it in the connection between us until we will reveal the Creator and continue.
Okay. So let's start from 2, item 2, Baal Sulam. Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we've said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Indeed, that godly man, Rav Isaac Luria, troubled and provided us the fullest measure. He did wondrously more than his predecessors, and if I had a tongue that praises, I would praise that day when his wisdom appeared almost as the day when the Torah was given to Israel.
See just how much he appreciates the Ari. It's like the Torah was given. So much. That's how it was.
So we can say that if a Kabbalist doesn't feel there's someone to receive from him, there's no point in writing if there's no one who needs it.
No, there's no point. For what? Everything is inside him. Who is he going to write to? It's like people in this world who are just looking to be famous. He's not looking to be famous. A Kabbalist gets nothing out of being famous. If for the need of dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, then surely he'll do so. But if not for the need of dissemination, but rather, if not for the dissemination, that people will get closer to the Creator, if not that, then of course he'll do nothing. What kind of Kabbalist would he be if he'll be doing something to be famous himself?
It
cannot be.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. אז אפריקה.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. A question for my 10. The Ari was traveling in Africa. And the question is, what drives Kabbalists to specific places on our planet? And what can we learn from this? Is there any significance of the specific places that Kabbalists live and traveled?
No.
I think it was just for the need of making money. He had to transfer different stocks, he had cloth from Damascus to Palestine and from Palestine to Egypt, and then he would travel back and forth. That's it. And there was nothing spiritual in this. Don't look for in all sorts of things that people do in this world something spiritual. Spirituality is only in the intention to bestow. Only. People want to grasp on to spirituality, to get closer to it, and different things. And they think maybe by such actions or like this or the wear something, or maybe have curls on their hair like here or other things. Nothing. Nothing helps. Nothing will help. Only one thing. Your heart. We need the heart. That's it. Usually yes. Yes,
the study material team found a short quote about that exactly, that the Ramak wrote about the Ari. He wrote the following, the translators should have that. The Ramak about the Ari: know that there is one man who is sitting here who will rise after me and illuminate the eyes of the generation in the wisdom of Kabbalah. For in my days, the channels were blocked, and in his days, the channels will be revealed. Know that he is a great man, a spark of the Rashbi.
Torah is the system of knowledge.
So we can talk about Torah only when it's clothed in attainment in this world or something?
You understand? I'm telling you, the Torah, let's say the Torah, the wisdom method of electricity. Right? Do you understand what that is?
Yeah.
So there is such like method of electricity, of medicine, and then there's the general Torah, which talks about the entire system, how it is managed by the upper force, which is above it. And that's called the general Torah.
So I'm asking, is there such a thing, a Torah that is, say, the Ari attained the upper force in a certain way? So is there something beyond that certain form, or it's only in this or that form or the other?
You are asking, I mean, I understand that you don't understand, but I also don't know what to answer you. What the Ari attained, and he attained in his soul what he received from the Creator. Part of the general attainment. And that's how all the Kabbalists attained. Gradually, they get closer to the end of correction. The desires get closer. They grow. They connect. And then is revealed the system in a manner that it's clearer and clearer. You could learn more people, can attain more. In connection between them that's more intense. And such, slowly, gradually, they attain the whole system. In sum total, what do we need to do? We need to reveal the general kli, the general vessel, in which all the parts are connected, on the intention to bestow, and the upper light, according to equivalence of form, fill this vessel. That's what we want, that will happen. And that's what will happen. And we're advancing towards this.
And last question, if I can, just to try to clarify this better. When you talked before about the Torah of Rashbi, of the Zohar, which was more figurative, and then the Ari came and made it more scientific. So I'm asking, is there something that includes everything, an attainment that includes everything broadly?
An attainment that includes everything is Moses and his Torah and his school.
And more than that, no?
No, there isn't.
In earlier stage, you answered Turkey 4 that we shouldn't, you know, praise a person when he's on his corporeal life. My question is, why do we commemorate the day of the passing of the Ari?
זה לפי מה שהיה נהוג גם אצל בעל הסולם וגם אצל רבה.
This was customary at בעל הסולם's and רבש's and in general in many places in the nation the day of the departure of the Ari
חוגגים דווקא.
We commemorate those that day. It's important for us that such a person, such a soul, had visited, let's put it this way, this world and left us a great part of the spiritual form of reality, and we can attain that form and reach the end of correction. And just imagine if we didn't have Rabbi Shimon, the Ari, Baal Shem Tov, Baal Sulam. With what could we attain spirituality? Of course, Israel, the people of Israel are not widows, as the saying goes, but we would be left entirely like animals.
Can you give us some sort of a guidance as to what should we do during the meetings today in order to enhance that link to the Ari?
I think that we have a great document before us, four whole pages. Try to read it. It will
Can I also ask, please?
Quickly.
What's special about our generation, the last generation? What's special about us that we can really receive everything they wrote us? What's special about us?
According to the advancement of the vessels from that system of Adam HaRishon, we're coming to a state where more and more vessels are awakened and we have to connect them together and invite the reforming light. Then these vessels will be sanctified. And together with these vessels that will connect and be sanctified, we have only the vessels of Galgal Tav Einayim. Only those who are attracted to spirituality like us. In all the places, all over the world. But all the rest, then after us, together with us a little bit, but after us, we will work with our powers, with our light, also on the heavier souls, which would also want and understand and be drawn to the correction. That's how it will be. And it will be very short, very...
Quote number 3 by Baal HaSulam. There are not enough words to measure his holy work in our favor. The doors of attainment were locked and bolted, and he came and opened them for us. You find a 38-year-old who subdued with his wisdom all his predecessors till the Geonim and through all times. All elders of the land, the gallant shepherds, friends and disciples of the godly sage, the Ramak, stood before him as disciples before the Rav. All the sages of the generations following them to this day, none missing, have abandoned all the books and compositions that precede him. The Kabbalah of the Ramak, the Kabbalah of the Rishonim, and the Kabbalah of the Geonim, blessed be the memory of them all. They have attached their spiritual life entirely and solely to his holy wisdom.
Yes, that's how the everyone who lived in this time related to the Ari. They're all located around the city of Tzfat. It's a small town in the northern part of Israel. And that's where they all lived. And it's truly beautiful. You see, true Kabbalists don't care about the fact that there were great and respected, venerable, venerated. There was someone greater than them. They would accept him, bow down before him, and make themselves into.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, вот если нам удастся
Thank you, teacher. If we'll be able to connect to those Kabbalists, what should we ask for? That they will lift the Creator or they will help our mutual prayer to get there?
I think you need to connect between you and directly to the Creator. Directly to the Creator. And when those exalted souls bestow to us, they bestow, they influence, they, either way they influence us.
Buenas noches, Raf. Pregunta de la decena.
Good evening, Al. Question from our 10.
Balak Asulam, Rabash.
Yitzhak Luria, the Ari, Chaim Vital, Baal Sulam, Rabash, Rav Leitman, they have the same root of the soul, of the need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah?
The need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah comes not from a desire of a person, but because he sees he must do it. Had we lived in a different time, it wouldn't be revealed in this way. It's simply that time works in this way. We live at an age where we must publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah, and by that we reach the end of correction. We give contentment to the Creator, and if it was at a different time, possible that we wouldn't be doing it. In other words, it's not according to a person's desire, but according to the need from above. Working for the Creator.
Another question, there was a period of time that the Ari and his student sat there. And he told him, he started crying, and he mentioned that he's going to die, and he said, how I failed that I didn't understand what I taught you. What did he mean?
Yes, the Ari told that cow. The Ari told his students that they should not continue to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah because you didn't understand me. And only Chaim Vital can alone engage in it. Therefore, when he passed away immediately after saying these words, Chaim Vital continued to work on his texts. And the rest of the friends gradually distanced themselves.
So what was special about Chaim Vital that wasn't special on the other students?
The soul. There's not much to say. The soul. Simply according to the depth of the soul, the quality of the soul, he was able to attain what the Ari was saying, and the others couldn't attain it.
Okay, so that's quote number 9. Baal HaSulam writes, at the time of his passing, Rav Chaim Vital was not by his side. These are his words verbatim. Rav Yitzchak HaKohen told me that at the time of my teacher's passing, when I came out of his room, he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, entered and cried before him, saying, is this the hope that we all hoped in your life, to see great good Torah and wisdom in the world? He replied to him, if I found even one complete righteous among you, I would not be taken away prematurely. While saying it, he asked about me, about Rav Chaim Vital. He said, where did Chaim go? Has he left me at such a time? He was very saddened. He understood from his words that he had some secret to pass to me. So he, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said to him, what shall we do from now on? He, the Ari, replied, tell the friends in my name that from this day on, they are not to engage at all in this wisdom I taught, for they did not understand it properly. Only Rav Chaim Vital shall engage in it alone, in whisper, and in hiding. He, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen, said, but is there no hope at all? He said, if you merit, I will come to you and teach you. He replied to him, how will you come and teach us if you are now departing from this world? He replied, you have no knowledge of the concealed, of how my coming to you will be, and promptly passed away. So the subtitle is Baal HaSulam was rewarded with being conceived with the soul of the Ari. Number 10, Baal HaSulam writes, know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has not been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest, as it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method in which many hands fiddled. From the one who first heard and wrote them, through the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in the upper root. Thus, each inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I have been rewarded with the conception of the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but a higher will. It is beyond me too.
Why did he receive the soul of the Ari, the conception of the soul of the Ari?
Why have I been chosen for this wonderful soul with which no one has been granted since his passing till today? I cannot elaborate on this matter as it is not my way to discuss the concealed.
No questions.
So
read again, or read the further.
11. Baal HaSulam. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask me how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And this is what the Creator has given to me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc. But his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Because the generation reached a state where they needed to open up for the wisdom of truth. And that's why he was rewarded. That through him, the wisdom of truth will come to this world and through, by clothing in his books and read further.
Number 12, Bala Sulam writes, faith has diminished in general, faith in the holy ones, the sages of the generations in particular, and the books of the Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation on the writings of the Ari and now on the Zohar, and I have completely removed that concern, for I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything that is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image above space and above time. As the readers will see, to allow the whole of Israel to study the book of Zohar and be warmed with his sacred light, with its sacred light. Rav, about Bala Sulam being rewarded with the impregnation of the soul of the Ari, what's the difference between understanding words of Kabbalists or attaining their roots?
You can understand with your external mind, your intellect. You can take the study of the Ten Sefirot and study it and know what each and every page says. And from that, you're not going to become a Kabbalist. Rather, as he writes in a few places, you are counting pages in the book. But the content, the true advancement towards the understanding of the essence, this is lacking. So there are all kinds.
No.
Does that show about a special connection they had between them, the Ari and Bala Sulam?
Again?
This understanding of the depth of things, how Bala Sulam understood them, does that tell about a special connection he had with the Ari?
No, of course, I don't understand what you're asking.
Where this thing that he attained the impregnation of the Ari soul, it shows about a special connection between these souls?
If he is inside the soul that attains the soul of the Ari, then of course he receives everything that was in the soul of the Ari. I don't understand the question.
I'm just trying to understand about the connection between Kabbalists, how they understand each other so much.
You understand it and don't say that you want to understand it because it's foolish.
We have desire as students to connect to our teachers on...
You can't do it only in the way that they are telling you about. If you connect and reach a state where you connect with the Creator, with the help of the upper light that you draw, that you awaken upon yourself, yourselves, you will reach a state where all the barriers between you will break down, and then you will connect. And then in the connection between you, you will attain a portion of the soul of the Ari, of Bala Sulam, of Rabash. And that's how you will advance more and more and more. There is no other method for it.
Last question. Could we say that Bala Sulam completed what the Ari couldn't do in his life?
Each and every one continues this work. Each one. Baal Sulam writes, "No, that knowing this wisdom depends mostly on knowing the order of the concatenation of the Sfirot and the Parzufim in the Olamot from one another by absolutely necessary cause and consequence. The sages of the Zohar explained this in an intimation, but no one understood their words until the Ari came and revealed the matters. Know also that the whole innovation in the Kabbalah of the Ari, with respect to previous interpreters, is primarily in the disclosures of the 10 Sfirot of reflected light. Now, although the 10 Sfirot of reflected light in general were known to all the prior Kabbalists, their primary attainment and understanding was only according to the conducts in the 10 Sfirot of direct light. When the Ari came and explained to us the knowledge and the ways of the reflected light in their every detail, and thus opened before us the hidden treasures locked in the holy book of Zohar.
Any questions about that?
A question from a friend. What is the difference between writing from the side of the lights or writing from the side of the vessels?
From the lights we can't really write, because the lights is what comes and what happens in the vessels. It all comes from above downward. But from the vessels, that it comes from below upward, from people, as much as they make efforts and cause the creation of the screen and reflected light, that's in our hands. That's why all of our work is in reflected light.
So what does it mean here that he writes that they would write, but from the side of the direct light, and the innovation of the Ari is from the side of the reflected light?
Yeah, because they were all speaking about the Ari, how the lights cascade from above downward, because they didn't have a big wall to receive yet. The vessels wouldn't reveal in such a way that they could attain them in reflected light with their work from below upward.
And when it's expressed in a language, what's the difference between the language and the lights, the language and the vessels?
Huge difference. Because either it comes from above downward and they just, you write about what you reveal, or you write in reflected light from below upward, that you already determine what you reveal and what you do, and you have contact with the upper light by giving and receiving. It's completely different. It's practical Kabbalah.
It's hard to understand it.
Why? It depends on your vessels.
Also, the revelation from above down, what they wrote was in their vessels. No?
No, it expands in a way almost without even acts of people, with no restriction, screen, and reflected light.
Without restriction, screen, and reflected light?
It's not that a person does actual actions from his own self. Yep. That's why, well, he receives, he feels, it's little things, it's times of katnut, it's like children that when they receive, they can tell you what they have when they attain something, but don't attain in their own vessels that they establish these vessels and attain it and receive it and feel that they have a connection between the coarseness and the light that clothes in that coarseness.
And this is true for all Kabbalists up to the Ari, that was their state.
As much as we understand it.
Yep.
But that was the time for it. It was a special time. Let's say the students of Rabbi Shimon, they were in completely different degrees. They were really in attainments and reflected light and everything. But afterwards, there was a descending of the generations till the time of the Ari. It was a very dark period. And the Ari established the entrance to a new period. From the Ari onward, the Kabbalists started multiplying, put up classes, teaching, and so on.
Thank you.
It's time does this. It's not that the Ari did it or someone or Baal Shem Tov. We say it. We can say it. But it was a period that the upper light that came from above, it establishes it there.
Maybe another question on that. So why didn't the Ari write about connection, love of friends? He didn't speak about it openly.
They did, but they talked about it. It wasn't still so necessary for those vessels used to clothe in the bodies of this world. It wasn't there yet. And you see that after a while, it came from a Baal Shem Tov. It's also difficult to connect this with that. It's not simple.
What?
Even when I reveal the upper system and I know that through the work with my ego, I only in that way I can reveal the system, so still for it to be actually revealed in me in a way that I know how to work in the connection between people, and in that connection, bring them into a higher spiritual system, it's like putting one world into another world. It's not so clear. It's not attained. It's not felt. Talk to a person today, and you'll see as much as they don't understand what you're saying. But today at least you have many that want to understand this.
And this is what Baal Salam and Rabash did mainly?
Yeah, the time.
Shuv Ketar again. Again, 14, the Ari being the Mashiach, Messiah, son of Joseph, which is why he could reveal such wisdom, since he had permission from the revealed world.
Yosef, Joseph, it's the point that from it all the light goes to Malchut. Yosef is the Yesod. That's why he could reveal all of this. On one hand, on the other hand, it was still not revealed in the vessels. And that already came at the time of Baal HaSulam in our times. It takes place. Please.
15. Baal Salam writes, since the time of Rashbi and his disciples, the authors of the Zohar, until the time of the Ari, there was not a single writer who understood the words of the Zohar and the Tikkunim, the corrections, like the Ari. And all the compositions before his time are mere inklings in this wisdom, including the books of the sage Ramak.
That's why we learn Zohar and what's happened, what was written 1500 years after are the books of the Ari.
The same words that were said about Rashbi should be said about the Ari himself, that his predecessors were not given permission from above to disclose the interpretations of the wisdom, and the Ari was given this permission. This does not distinguish any greatness or smallness at all, since it is possible that the merit of the Ari's predecessors was much greater than his, but they were not given permission for it. For this reason, they refrained from writing commentaries that relate to the essence of the wisdom. But settled for brief intimations that were not in any way linked to one another. Therefore, since the books of the Ari appeared in the world, all who study the wisdom of Kabbalah have left their hands from the books of the Ramak, and all the first and the great ones who preceded the Ari, as it is known among those who engage in this wisdom, and they have attached their spiritual lives solely to the writings of the Ari, in a way that the essential books considered proper interpretations in this wisdom are only the book of Zohar, the Tikkunim, and following them, the books of the Ari.
That's how it is.
Healing.
I don't understand.
Ari preceded the Baal Shem Tov, and similarly Baal Salam preceded Rabash. When there's such a Kabbalist appears, or when the system opens up intellectually, there's an understanding of the system, it also enables an emotional opening.
First intellectually, then emotionally.
Why did Kabbalah of the Ari allow for the Hasidic movement?
The Hasidut is part of the Kabbalah, if you're speaking about the true Hasidut. I don't know about all other styles and things, but the Hasidism, the Hasidut, is the wisdom of Kabbalah that speaks about man's behavior, the correct behavior, in order to reveal his forces in order to bestow. If you take the foundations of the Hasidut, that's what Baal Shem Tov taught. And he only taught how to reach bestowal.
Yeah, my question is, if I understand correctly, the Hasidic movement speaks about the emotional connection between a person and the Creator.
Not only directly to the Creator, also from the created beings, to the love of the Creator.
So why was there a need for the Ari's seeming technical explanations in order for the Baal Shem Tov to appear? I'm asking systemically.
I don't think me, not that I know about it much. I think that it's part of the wisdom. Also on behalf of the system that we're learning about, and also on behalf of the feeling that we're talking about, there's mind and there's heart, the two parts in man, mind and heart. So, in the mind, we can understand what's written in the books of, let's say, the Ari, or in tests of Bala Sulam, and for that you don't need to be a Kabbalist and work in the heart, but only in the mind. I knew people who knew what's written in the study of the Ten Sefirot. In a way, it was their hobby. They used to engage in it, but not in actually correcting themselves. Just study it as a wisdom. And there are people that the opposite. They can't really stand studying tests. And they're more immersed in working on their qualities. That's the work of Baal Shem Tov, really. How to connect to people, how to speak to them, how to help them in a more Hasidic way. So there's those and those. Those two types of people.
So when the Ari opened the wisdom to the mind, as you said, that he gave for the first time a scientific explanation, in what way did he also open it up to feeling?
I don't know. I wasn't in his students. I can't tell you, but I think that after the mind of the Ari stands his emotion, his feelings, and a person that studies it correctly wants to open especially his emotions, his desire to receive restriction, screen, reflected light, and feel the Creator, the upper light. It's all what a person develops through the study of the Ari and the method of Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov also didn't write anything. Also the Ari and also Baal Shem Tov, they didn't write anything themselves. You see? Because they taught people in such a way, from mouth to ear.
That's
Shut up, that was by my mind.
So they're asking, what's so special about the method of the Ari that is higher than all the other methods?
That he works with reflection.
Moscow 18. How to feel the greatness of the Creator in a lesson dedicated to the greatness of the Ari, since there's no one besides him.
As much as you can respect the Ari, Baal HaSulam, you, in that, will also feel the greatness of the Creator. Next.
What is a true spiritual connection with the teacher, and how is it different today than during the time of Chaim Vital?
The teacher is the pipeline that through him the student receives abundance from the Creator. That's the teacher. Except for that, he teaches him how to connect to that pipeline. He organizes all his spiritual life.
Yep. Questions on excerpt number 9. It speaks of the moment of the departure of the Ari. Should we make sure that before you leave us, you'll tell us that we didn't understand anything and we should not engage in the wisdom?
No. You don't know what happened back then, first of all. Second, at our times, no one No one needs to let go of the studies and advancing to the purpose of creation, because we're already in the last generation, and you all have a place there, and each one can already reach it in this life, can reach the goal.
Next. That was from Latin 15. I'm sorry, I didn't say. Now from PT 23. How is it that the students of the DRE agreed to stop engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Because they listened to their teacher. That's it. They listened to their teacher.
Continuing the same question on the same excerpt, the DRE tells them, if you will be rewarded, I'll come and teach you. The question is, how will they be rewarded if they don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah?
There's still many possibilities whether they keep what the teacher is saying, even by really want to study and not studying, that is enough in order to receive revelation through him.
Women Hebrew, many of us learn for many years. Not all of us will probably reach the greatest attainment the Kabbalists bring us. What makes us engage in this wisdom with adhesion, with devotion, and not to let go?
We are revealing the general system and bringing ourselves closer to revelation, and at our times already it has to be revealed. That's why it's not like you had 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. It's something else. It's like Bala Sulam writes, we're in the generation of the Mashiach, the Messiah. That's why. Go ahead. Come on, it's all before us.
From 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. with Rav Lightman, and at 6:30 to 7:30, a memorial meal for the departure of the RE with Rav Lightman. Everyone is invited to prepare some refreshments and some to drink, and especially prepare the hearts for the connection between us and with the Creator. How will you summarize?
I think in the evening we're still going to engage in this. So for now, whoever wants, you can read this whole document we have in the morning, and we'll keep doing it in the evening, what we didn't read now. Then we'll prepare it. Okay, main thing is to understand what was at the time of the Ari, and as much as we all are standing on his foundations that he did it, he opened it, this whole matter of the restriction screen, reflected light, the work from below upward. Because that's what had to happen according to the cascading of lights and vessels, that from him and onward, there's the matter of working in the restriction screen and reflected light from man towards the Creator. And that's what's important for us. That's why the Ari is so important. And his book, The Tree of Life, that was entirely written with the restriction screen and reflected light. And Bala Sulam, that followed accordingly and elaborated on it. We owe them everything. So, good luck, and we'll think of our spiritual father, the Holy Ari.